In the entire month of September, we talked a lot about cryptocurrencies, what they are, how they work, and basically try to understand them. But for the rest of the month, or to end the month, we'll just basically be doing a recap of everything we've learned and what the possible future of cryptocurrencies can be. So if this is probably the first time you're listening to the podcast, then let me just give you a recap. Cryptocurrencies are basically a kind of money. They started in 2018 because of the, sorry, they started in 2008 because of the financial crisis that happened during that time. And the entire idea behind cryptocurrencies is a kind of money that is not controlled by anyone, but it is still just as secure, right? It was started by someone called Satoshi Nakamoto, and it's a truly brilliant, probably one of the most brilliant things, you know, that's ever been invented, right? And they run on something called the blockchain, which is the powerhouse of cryptocurrencies. So cryptocurrencies will basically not exist if not for the blockchain, because the blockchain creates the possibility of decentralization, which is why cryptocurrencies can exist without pretty much anyone controlling it. So what the blockchain does is that there are different places where data about a particular cryptocurrency is stored, right? Cryptocurrencies make it possible that I can store that data on my computer, you can store it on your computer, we can store it on their computers. And then the interesting part is that all these computers are linked, they become a network. So I can't change anything on my computer except everyone else who holds that information, who holds that data, agrees to change that information. That is the interesting thing about it. So it means that there isn't really one central place where it is stored, and there isn't one central person that can control it. So that's pretty much what cryptocurrencies are in a nutshell. We looked at a lot of inventions that have occurred in the cryptocurrency space. We looked at Ethereum and the invention of smart contracts, which really brought a lot of innovation to cryptocurrencies. That was why we were able to see things like NFTs. If you don't know what NFTs are, those are non-fungible tokens. They are pretty much a kind of means of identification, or a kind of certification that exists on the blockchain, right? And just like the way cryptocurrencies exist on different people's computers, we actually call them nodes, these certificates also exist the same way. So it means that once you transfer ownership of something, it's pretty difficult to steal it. That is where NFTs come. And then, now what is the future of cryptocurrencies? The future of cryptocurrencies, we've been seeing them a bit, and some CBDCs, those are central bank digital currencies. Nigeria created one of the first countries in the world to actually create a working CBDC. We have other countries that have also created a couple. China has their own, and things are moving pretty fast. Things are evolving very quickly. We are still at the early stages, but we are going to see a lot of things happen in the cryptocurrency space. And while those things might seem like they might be a good thing, evolution is very important, because cryptocurrencies might be very good, it might be a brilliant innovation, but one thing you always have to keep in mind is, because they are still in the early stages, there's still a lot of things that we've not noticed, there are a lot of things that we've not seen. So I will leave you with this. If you want to catch up on everything we discussed about cryptocurrencies, you can go back to visit previous episodes, and that will be all on this week of How Cool Tech Works. Make sure to join us next week. It's going to be another really, really interesting one. My name remains Bolu Apiodun. You can reach out to me on Twitter. Just search for Bolu Apiodun and you'll find me. Or you can send me an email at bolu@techpoint.africa. Bye.